It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We have given away now on this show. Key, it's day 17. We have now given away $167,500, $2,500 at a time during the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day. This is the way you win. At 10 past each hour, you listen for the winning word. We'll give you the winning word. You text it to 777-000. Just hear the winning word, text it to 777-000. You might win $2,500. Okay, so what is it? It was 60. It's now we're up to 67 different people have won $2,500, and you might be 68. 10 past the hour, another 8 minutes, 7 and 8 and a half minutes, we're going to give you the winning word. Good morning, Key.
Morning to you too there, Maxer.
So, Maxer. By the way, the winning word of the last hour was franchise. Someone texted franchise, F-R-A-N-C-H-I-S-E, to 777-000. Someone's going to win $2,500. So, the Prime Video broadcast last night, Key.
Yes.
Showed Mac Jones at one point. Saying, among other things, what appeared to be throw the blanking ball. The quick game sucks. So he was asked about it at the postgame presser.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but, you know, we're kind of playing from behind. And what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously, you don't want to get your emotions let you know get the best of you. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't directed at anybody; just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark.
Key, I'm willing to believe Mac Jones, a very smart quarterback, to be able to just, as you say, drive the bus as well as he did as a rookie with a different offensive system, the whole thing, but. What he just said there about throw the ball, the quick games, his stated reason afterwards, he's trying to get everyone going, that's not, that sounds to me, as you would say, like he's packaging it up after the fact, right? Trying to make it like he's trying to lead. To me, it looked like he was frustrated that he personally wasn't able to kind of do his thing.
That's true. He wasn't able to do his thing. And part of the reason he's not able to do his thing is because certain plays aren't called for a number of different reasons. You don't have the personnel to protect you. I can't time things up on deeper vertical routes because we can't protect you to take your necessary drops to time it up. You can't expect a guy to run, you know, deeper routes on three-step drops. That doesn't time up right. You're ready to throw, the receivers are still running. And then when we decide that we're going to take a seven-step drop or five and two quick hitches or whatever they decide to do with you, it, to go down the field, you're getting hit and harassed. So what happens is the coordinators in this particular instance, I would think it would be Matt Patricia along with Joe Judge and talking to the offensive line coach and Bill Belichick, and they're saying, we can't protect him. We can't protect him. And they're saying to themselves, okay, we can't run the ball either, so let's just do this because this is getting us, you know, 5-4 yards, whatever it is. Let's just do this until something opens up. And that's the communication that goes on. He's frustrated because he thinks he's better than what he is, and they're already looking at him and saying, well, no, you're not. You're not that, and we can't protect you.
So basically you're saying in the absence of a run game because the offensive line can't block, and so now the pass rush is coming, which gives you even less time to get rid of the ball. You can't get down the field anyway, but you want to simulate the run game somehow so you can approximate a run game with quick little short passes, the quick game, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I was looking at the left tackle last night in Trent Brown. I mean, he looked like a shell of himself at times. I was like, when they go back to watch that film, I know they're going to be like, man, what is this that you're putting on film? So when you start to look at that sort of stuff, you say to yourself from the sideline, we can't protect this dude. We're gonna get him killed. KILT.
Now, Key, you and I have been going round and round and back and forth about the whole Belichick thing. I keep bringing up that he's only has one playoff win in his career without Brady, in now his 9 seasons without Brady is when he's been the head coach. But the fact is, you brought something up interesting the other day, and I think it's related to this. We were talking about how there's no more statues left in the NFL. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan are ancient, yeah, right? But the young guys, even the young guys who aren't like legit fast or real running threats, they're fluid. They can move around, at least in the pocket. They have some mobility.
Get out of harm's way.
And then we were thinking, we were racking our brains, is there any dinosaur, any Frankenstein left in the NFL who really can't move? And you said, Mac Jones with the Patriots.
Yeah, Herman Munster.
It's Herman Munster all day. But, Key, isn't this when I point to Belichick, I'm not pointing just to the coach. It's impossible to separate the coach from the GM. He buys the groceries. He makes the groceries. The whole thing. He was the dude. And I know Mac Jones kind of fell into his lap, Alabama, Nick Saban, the whole thing. But he took Mac Jones. He's the team responsible, like the only team that really has a guy like that. And now we see them struggling. How much of that is, man, this is not for this new NFL? How much of it is Josh McDaniels just isn't there anymore and it's, you know, Patricia calling plays?
I think it's a combination of both. I think Matt Patricia and I'm assuming Joe Judge is there, and Belichick has some input in what they want to do from an offensive standpoint. They're not quarterback coaches. They're not X and O experts on the offensive side of the ball. But doesn't mean that they can't be efficient calling plays. You lose Josh McDaniel, and now you got to regroup. He's got to relearn things all over again in his headset. The guys that hadn't been there before, this is different than Brian Daboll leaving and Ken Dorsey being there. So it's not a big change, so to speak, for a guy like Josh Allen, like I thought early on in the season. It would be a big change for him because Brian Daboll left. Clearly, it hasn't been the case. And then athletically, Mac Jones is not athletic. People tried to bamboozle you by saying he's athletic in the pocket. Remember that, Yates, last year? Somebody came on our show and was like, oh, you know, he's really athletic in the
real
pocket.
Real athlete, like, in the pocket, cuz.
What are you talking about?
I think
about?
Of him more as a family man than an athlete, you know? And but, so, you know, that's just me.
With that plus his athletic ability to not get himself out of harm's way at times, the NFL hasn't passed them by. They just don't have good players, okay? And he could potentially still be a good quarterback. There's a philosophy that Bill Belichick, I'm sure, has, which is, I want to build my roster and my team this way because I think eventually they're going to catch fire and we're going to win a lot of games and we're going to get back to Super Bowls because that's our goal. He has a certain philosophy. He doesn't want to do what Philadelphia is doing, and he doesn't want to do what Dallas is doing. And you say, well, why not? It's working for them. Well, certain people got different philosophies and styles of the way they want to build teams.
And by the way, Phil Jackson had a certain way of doing things, and the league passed him by eventually, right? Like, it's too much change.
Well, the league didn't pass him by because he won championships. The league passed his system by because he was the one that taught the triangle system and got it done. And everybody else that tried after him all failed. Think about it.
And by the way, you're right. Like, even when Kobe and Power, when they were running a lot of pick and roll, right? Like, they were doing a lot. They were integrating a lot of stuff. But eventually, Phil Jackson was going to, like, all kinds of symposiums and stuff talking about, hey, you know, you take too many threes, it leads to runouts and blah. And people were like, dude, the league has changed more than he realizes. The point is, maybe some similar thing has happened with Belichick now, where it's like
I don't think that's the case, man. Belichick is the type of coach, and I'm not an apologist for Belichick at all. He's the type of coach that his game plan is going to change week to week depending on the opponent.
Always thought so.
No, it does. Week to week, it changes depending on the opponent. Still to this day, it changes. It changed with Dr. Z at the quarterback spot. I would have never went back to Mac Jones if it was me. I'd have kept going with Zapp because it felt right. It just felt right.
Looked better.
And it looked better. It didn't look like last night. It just didn't look
like
that.
I've never seen two players on the same team look more alike than those two. I know Mac Jones is taller, but Key, if you put them both in a lineup, just the faces, the mug shots. You give me mug shots of those two guys. I don't know which one. It looks like a video game where they barely, back in the day, they would barely change the face on the kid coming out from college, one to the other. You're like, I don't know. Like man, they look the same. But it looked better on the field when Zappe was running it to me, to my
eye. It did. It looked better. Whatever it was, it just looked better.
So, Key, it is 10 past the hour.
Give some more money away.
Let's give some money away.
And Max, 10K giveaway.
All right, the winning word of the hour is pocket. Wait, who came up with this one? Pocket, as in pocket passer, Key. Pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T, as in we're trying to put $2,500 in your pocket. We're giving away $10,000 a day. Four different people will win $2,500 today. Three have already done it. You might be the fourth. Text pocket to 777-000. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Bowl season is looming. Tune in tonight. Key's going to be there for the Pac-12 championship game. Where's the fight song, y'all? Come on. Present. There it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a fresh song, man. I'm not going to lie. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we are
Touchdown, Caleb Williams.
Hey, Key, we're joined now by Mike Williams, former NFL and USC wide receiver. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Max. Good morning, Key. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fight on, Key.
Mike,
yes, sir. Fight on.
Key is geeked for this for SC and Utah tonight. How are you feeling?
Oh man, this time last year, wasn't even looking at the TV. So it's a great time to be a Trojan.
No, it certainly is a great time to be a Trojan. How surprised are you though, Mike, that things have happened so fast in the turnaround for USC? You mentioned last year, you know, Clay Helton gone after the second game of the year. And Dante Williams comes in, can't quite get things turned around. We go out and make a huge splash in bringing in Lincoln Riley and figure, okay, well, we'll you know, win some games, get the team back on track. But now we're right there, and if we win this game, we go to the Final Four. How big of a turnaround and surprise is this for you?
Not really much surprise. I mean, you know, we played a lot of football, and number one thing we can talk about is it's always about the people. And I think Coach Riley did a good job of gathering the right staff, the right kind of people that motivate, keeping the right people with Coach Williams and some guys. And I think starting with the quarterback, he got it right with making sure he got Caleb and adding those pieces around that. And I was fortunate enough to meet him in a different capacity because I have a few high school kids that are being recruited by SC. And just listen to his message and listen to what he wanted to bring to Heritage Hall and the accountability and the discipline. It's just good to see all that turn out for him. And it's only going to get better.
As you look at the first matchup against Utah, we lose a two-point conversion late in the game. We lose Jordan Addison in the game. A couple other players in the game didn't finish the game for us. What is it that we need to do in this particular game in the championship, Pac-12 championship, to come out ahead?
Well, first, let's not give up, you know, close to 200 yards or whatever it was to the tight end. I think we let the quarterback get going and we let them – get going, and once momentum starts rolling at home, Utah, they have a really good coach, and it's hard to beat. So I think on neutral ground, with having seen them again and understanding that points are a premium, and I think timely penalties also hurt us in that first game. So we cleaned that up, and I think the Trojans are Pac-12 champs.
So when you look at the defensive side of the ball, Mike, what do you see that we can get better at? Because I feel like, you know, when you look at the strength of our team is clearly on the offensive side, and the defense keeps me holding my breath at every possession.
Key, last year we were losing close games at the end, and, you know, now we're winning close games at the end. So I don't really like to live in the world of bend but don't break, but, you know, I think they've just only gotten better. There's something to be said about having one of the top sack leaders. There's something to be said about the turnovers that they're able to create and when they're able to create them. So I just think it's just one of those situations. The first year, we're just totally different from where we were a year ago, and one hand's going to wash the other. I think whatever defense may not get done at times, you know, offense picks up the slack and vice versa. Sometimes offense sputters a little bit, and then defense will get a timely turnover. So, you know, I think as long as they're playing all three phases of the game, you know, they'll be able to take care of business.
Mike Williams, former NFL and USC wide receiver, with us on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio Now. Mike, I was doing an afternoon drive in L.A. for 6 years with Marcellus Wiley on 710 ESPN L.A. and paying close attention to the Trojans. And this was at a point when, you know, they lost all the scholarships and da-da-da, and you're trying to get something done, still competing, but no longer the powerhouse of college football. And now it's been a while, and here you are. Can you just take me through what the valley was like and now what this feels like as a former Trojan?
I think it just brought a different appreciation. And I think back to my time, early 2000s, when I was at USC and Key and Willie Mack and Marcus Allen and some of these really great Trojans would come around. And you're young, so you don't really understand the pride and everything they have in their eyes when they're around the team. So now that I'm a little older and, you know, we have had those valleys where we haven't been successful and, you know, teams you're used to running out the stadium are actually doing that to your group. So you do get a little slice of humble pie, and it makes you appreciate when you turn around from 4-8 to 11-1.
You've been around two Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks in Carson Palmer along with Matt Leinart. Now Caleb Williams has the opportunity to be the third guy underneath the center at USC to win the Heisman Trophy. What do you see in his game that you like, Mike?
The intangibles. You know, as a coach, I look for the things that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. And the thing I like about him is he seems to really galvanize the group and be around the group and motivate. You know, you see him on the sideline when defense is on the field for big third downs. The hair is popping all over the place. He's up and down you know, bringing that juice. And I just think the team follows that. Obviously, he's a talented guy. He was a talented guy at Oklahoma, so we know we're going to get in that regard. But just having a guy come to L.A. and understanding what that city is and understand what that city can do and has done to other good players and good young talent, for him to come in the first year and just lead the way he's led and, you know, hasn't done anything the wrong way or rubbed anyone the wrong way, just really proud of who he's been so far.
Mike, I want to slip a little NFL in here right now. You ready?
Yeah, just a little bit. I didn't do well that up there.
Little NFL. Who's the best team in football right now?
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I think they've taken a little step back. The injuries have kind of caught up to them midway through the season. But when you think about them in their totality, you know, Josh Allen started out really well, and Stephon Diggs now, I think they're going to continue that. I just think how they've lost, you know, nobody's really, to me, whooped them. You know, they've been in every game. They've had a chance to win every game. And I just think they've shown, you know, down the stretch in December that they're going to play good ball. So, you know, Buffalo's probably right there for me right now.
That's a really good point, Key.
You just ticked off one of our producers, Mike. He just got in my ear and said, these USC wide receivers.
USC wide receivers, man. They don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the NFL.
Hey, if I was coming from the heart, I would have said go Steelers. But
no, he's a Kansas City.
Yeah, he should be a Steelers fan. He's from
a Chiefs fan, Mike. But see, I like Buffalo, but I think the Dallas Cowboys, to me, right now, are the best team in the NFL. I like Dak Prescott. I like the way he's spitting the ball out. You know, CeeDee Lamb is trying to come into his own. They got Michael Gallup. We know what Pollard is. We know what Ezekiel Elliott is when they start running the football and they need those hard, tough yards and those first downs, who to get a football to. The offensive line is protecting nice and solid and sound. Then when you flip to the defensive side of the ball for them, Michael Parsons, you can line him up anywhere to go get the quarterback. You know, they got DeMarcus Lawrence over there. You know, every now and then they insert Anthony Barr into the lineup. And then the back end is Stephon Diggs. And there's Kurse and company. I think Dallas is the best team right now. Now, clearly, we need to see them play Philadelphia in a couple weeks. That'll give on Christmas Eve. That'll give us a little more of an indication. But Kansas City's right there. Miami's right there. But I think for my money, I'm gonna go with Dallas for now.
I mean, with Dallas, you made some really good points. You could definitely hang your hat on a really good defensive group. It's easy for me to talk bad about Dallas. I'm not a fan, but I think they always just have that game where they just don't look like themselves. You just don't know when that week is going to show up. Maybe it's going to show up in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe it's going to show up in the second round. But I just haven't seen the consistency in its totality for me to really hang my hat on them, definitely when it comes to December and January.
Or you can just look smart and take the team with Patrick Mahomes, everybody. But go ahead. Say it again.
I was asking, Mike, you going to the game tonight?
No. I'm back home in Tampa.
Okay.
You know, we're big. We're big in the recruiting window on this high school level. So I got a lot of big time guys over here at Wharton High School. We got to get in schools. So
okay.
I'm going to be rooting from a distance. I think the Trojans are going to take care of business. We got a lot of alums going to be there showing support. And we're just really looking forward to bringing home that Pac-12 championship and then getting to this college football playoffs where I really feel good about Coach Riley because he's cut his teeth against some good SEC competition and Big Ten. So all we got to do is get to the show.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for joining us.
I appreciate y'all for having me. Fight on.
Mike Williams, ladies and gentlemen, former NFL and USC wideout. Key, I thought that was that's the best argument I heard for Buffalo so far. Like, you take all the preseason hype because of the way they were playing at the end of the season, the close loss to Kansas City in the playoffs. They haven't taken a whooping yet, right? Like, they won a bunch of games, and when they've lost, it's been, but they were missing. It was close. It was. Yeah. It's a good argument, actually, for Buffalo.
Just think if you'd have gone to USC, Max.
Yeah, I'd have been a walk-on, Key, and it would have been. Right. Did you guys?
I didn't say play football. I just said go to school. Didn't say anything about playing football.
I would have been a walk-on. I would have walked on and walked right up. Did you guys hear that USC is playing tonight? Has anyone noticed that? I heard there's a game. We're going to talk about it next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Paul Feinbaum joins us.
Paul, 2 weeks ago, you really made fun of Keyshawn for USC not going to be able to be there. And I just want to say for the record, it's looking like they're going to be there. Anything you want to say to Key?
Yeah, not only do I think they're going to be there, they deserve to be in there. Keyshawn, we should have listened to you a long, long time ago.
Fight on, Paul, baby!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that's the Trojan fight song. Pac-12 championship tonight. On ESPN Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern. And Lendell White, former NFL and USC running back, is with us now. Co-host of Believe in USC. Good morning, Lendell.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's happening, Lendell? Early top of the morning, as we like to say.
What's up, big bro? How you been?
Good, man. I'm good. I'm a front runner. I'm back in the fold.
Hey, Key, me and you both, man. It's been a long time coming. It feels good, though, I tell you that.
No, it is good. I went to Utah earlier in the year and watched them lose that football game. In fact, I didn't even go in the game. I watched from a sports bar just because I wanted to see all the other games. But I knew we had an opportunity, a chance up there. We lose Jordan Addison in that football game, but we allowed we allowed the tight end to dominate us on 16 catches and 207 yards and a touchdown. Can't allow that to happen again. What is it that SC needs to do tonight in Las Vegas to come out of there with a W?
I think first and foremost, we got to get a couple stops on defense. Like you said last time, when we went up there, I mean, the tight end basically got drafted playing against us. So I think Grinch has to do a great job of, you know, try to keep him in check. I think if, you know, Eric Gentry coming back last week is going to give us a big boost of morale. In our morale. But I really just believe that if we get a couple stops, Caleb Williams is on a mission. You know, if he gets the ball back to our offense, we'll score enough points to, you know, get over or get a victory in this game this week for sure.
You was at SC. You played under Pete Carroll. You saw the rise of the program and the dominance that you and Reggie Bush and Matt Lyon and Carson Palmer and Kerry Colbert and a host of Brian Cushing. I mean, I can go on and on and on about the dominant players that came through that program. But then over the last several years, the program has been down, and then last year it hit an all-time low to the point where USC decided to get rid of Clay Helton two games into the season. And then at the end of the year, we get rid of the interim head coach and say, okay, we're going to go out and we're going to make a splash, and then we come up with Lincoln Riley to turn the football program completely around. How surprised are you, though, that the program is back to where it is so fast right now?
I'm somewhat surprised, but honestly, Key, if you listen to the Believe in USC podcast from earlier this year, I was talking about like just parallels and, you know, how if a snowball gets rolling downhill. When you got Lincoln Riley, a great coach, kids want to go play for him. Unfortunately, Clay was a good guy. He just wasn't the right guy for our program. So you bring Lincoln Riley in, a guy that, you know, has two number one draft picks overall under his belt. Kids see that, so they want to come play for him. Once I've seen all these transfers come in, you know, Jordan, T-Dye, Caleb, you know, Mario Williams, when you start looking at all these dudes coming in and see what kind of players they were, and with Lincoln Riley, I just knew we were going to be good. I didn't feel we were going to go to the college football playoff this early, but, I mean, when you consider the players that we got on that team, it only makes sense, honestly.
Lindell White, former NFL USC running back, co-host of Believe in USC, joined us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You mentioned the transfers. You mentioned Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison, which to me is probably the best wide receiver at USC since I left the program. Yeah, I said it, since I left the program. He is probably the best wide receiver in my eyes will be coming out of USC. Caleb Williams, along with others, have changed this program. And you play with two quarterbacks that won Heisman trophies in Carson Palmer and then Matty Leinart. Where does Caleb Williams stack up with them? Because he's going to probably win the Heisman this year.
When you look at his stats and what he's been able to do this year, his play literally stacks up with all those guys. I played with Reggie, Matt, you know, Carson, they all got Heisman. So, I mean, just looking at what he's able to do, seeing what he did against UCLA, the most yards ever, coming back against Notre Dame, kind of stamping and sealing his deal. Like, he adds up with all those guys, man. He has the personality. I love his when he puts it on his nails, you know what I'm saying, the F Notre Dame, all that, man. I love it. And I'm behind Caleb 1,000,000%. He deserves a Heisman, especially the way he's been playing these last couple weeks.
Who do you want to see in the CFP? Which of the three teams do you want to see?
Honestly, I want to see whoever. I would like to see Georgia too. Key, we move into the Big Ten soon, and you know they talking about these matchups and what we got going. We might as well go, you know, see a Michigan or even a Georgia now, just to see where we line up, to see what we can get, you know, some more action in this transfer portal, because we are on our way, man. And these kids just need to see it. So I don't mind. I want to go against the best, because you know to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah. Hey, since we talked a lot about this game for obvious reasons, coming up tonight, SC, and we got a couple of Trojans here. But I want to shift to the NFL for a second here. How much credit do you think, talking to Lendell White here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, how much credit do you think Derrick Henry deserves for how successful the Titans have been?
He deserves a lot of credit for that. He's a game changer, and he's a closer. You know, you got a guy that could do everything you want. he's super. I thought I was a really big running back, but after meeting Derrick Henry, I know that I'm just a little guy compared to him. But I'm impressed with him, how fast he is, how quick, and I'm really impressed with his longevity because, you know, for him to be able to get these amount of carries and still be able to, you know, produce the way he is, I'm really excited about that, and I'm happy he's a Titan for sure.
You know, Lindell, you just mentioned, and I was going to ask you that, your body type, very similar. I mean, he's obviously bigger than you, but your style, clothes are abusing, you know, 6 yards in a cloud of dust, but then I can take it to the house when I need to. How long can your body sustain the punishment and the abuse? Because you're running high, you're not necessarily running low, you're not a little guy like Reggie Bush getting in between the tackles, you're getting hit a lot. How long could his body hold up in doing this?
Honestly, Key, you know, I'm anxious to see. I see his workout regimen in the offseason, so if anybody's built for it, he is. I mean, the stuff that he's doing, how much he squats and power cleans, like he's one of those guys, he's kind of like a LeBron when it comes to a sense of the way he takes care of his body in the offseason, so I know Tom Brady's playing forever, but he really doesn't get hit. So, like you said, I'm really anxious to see how much longer he can keep it up because as physical as he is, you know, just in NFL years, they start after 3 or 4 years, they start looking at you like you're declining, and he hasn't. So I'm real anxious to see how long he can keep it up, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you'll be in Vegas tonight.
Key, I actually got I'm going to Nashville right now. I have to do like a meet and greet out in Nashville, so I ain't going to be able to make it. I'm really ticked off about that, though, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll hold it down for you. I'll hold it down. Yeah. I have a couple shots of tequila for you. Don't worry.
Lindell White.
Yeah, sorry, bro. I appreciate that.
We're talking to Trojans today. Key's geeked as soon as he hears the fight song. It comes down to tonight. It's not an easy game, but you win and you're in. There it is. Thank you. Thank you, Lindell. Go. Appreciate it.
Just imagine how
fresh that would be. I appreciate you guys having me. Fight on.
All right, fight on, baby. Just imagine, Max, if this fight song was playing at Columbia every single day. Oh,
I'd have gone to some football games. Oh, we were sorry. Actually, then Marcellus showed up, Key, and Columbia had its best seasons, you know. They were losing every game. We had to do to Columbia who wound up going to the NFL.
As we like to say, there's different levels to this.
Oh, yeah, you think? You think so? Pac-12 championship is tonight on ESPN Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern. Key, I asked Lindell this. Let me ask you this real quick before we take a break. So, as I said, when I got to L.A., all the scholarships were gone. I thought they did a great job, actually. You know, Lane Kiffin, they were winning a bunch of games, going to bowl games and stuff, like, with no scholarships. It was crazy, but it wasn't like it was with Pete Carroll when SC was the power of college football, right? Dynastic power. What's it been like for you? Like, what does it feel like now? You, like, that walk in the valley, and then you hire Lincoln Riley, and you blink, and you win tonight, and you go into the playoff.
Well, you get to stick your chest out. You finally get to, you know, I had on my USC sweatshirt the other day in Bristol on campus, and I ran into Swagoo, and Swagoo went to LSU, and he won a championship recently, and he's like, oh, I ain't seen you wear a USC sweatshirt in years. I said, well, guess what? You're going to start seeing a lot of USC gear because when you back and you know you back, you back. I mean, you go into the portal. Who doesn't want to play in Southern California? Like, who doesn't want to live in Southern California and play college football? USC's program is the closest thing in terms of environment to some of those SEC schools, the Tennessees, the Alabamas, the Auburns, the LSUs. It's the closest thing. We sell out, we tailgate, and we have a damn good football team, man. That's how it was with Pete.
It's the one program where everyone's like, well, man, once the money's on the table, you got to go into the draft, right? SC is the one place where the star quarterback sometimes is like, no, know what? I'm going to stay one more year.
Check this out, though. We talk about going into the Big Ten conference. We're going to take a lot of those players from that conference that want to come to Southern California in the month of October and November and play day games and not freeze themselves trying to play over there.
Yeah,
I mean, we got it made. We
yeah,
got
this
it
ain't,
made in
this ain't Oregon with the new uniforms. Oh, Phil Knight, new uniform. No, no, this is a little different. It's a
yeah,
little
we don't
different.
Need
it's
new
like
uniforms.
Kind of,
we're tradition, baby.
But you have some systemic advantages, right? Some structural advantages being SC. All right, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. The ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge continues. We went 3-0 last week. We'll
yes.
pick them next. I think I was on vacation. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Is it coincidence that I was off the day after Thanksgiving and we hit our parlay? Is that a coincidence? Well, I suppose we're about to get a little more evidence to find out. Keyshawn, yeah. J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
All right, well, do you want full transparency on what happened with the Pick'em Challenge last week? Because we forgot about it because we were doing the Thanksgiving games, and then everybody left. So the staff picked, and we went 3-0. Yeah,
staff went 3-0.
Staff is on a
y'all on a roll for Thanksgiving.
You know, we won the draft.
Snow Dad.
We won the draft.
When it's
like,
your day, it's your day.
Clearly won the draft.
Ridiculous. You guys,
Max finished second in the
first
thing.
First of all, I had you guys didn't understand. I had the winning strategy in that draft.
We didn't have no winning strategy.
It doesn't seem like it since we won.
One more lot. You have the agreement that you can have different kinds of turkey, and fried turkey got taken. There's no point in taking turkey up high. It's going to be there later, like a running back.
Anyway.
And yet somehow you didn't win the poll.
I did. No, no. The staff doesn't count. Stop it. You guys drafted first. And
number one, then we went bump it up on the turkey a day of my life.
I wouldn't even come to your guys' Thanksgiving. It was whack. Yates is sitting there like, what are these guys doing? Come on, Yates. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
That was not a Thanksgiving where the music's playing, styrofoam plates, nothing. You're walking into that.
Ginger
the China set.
Punch in
that yeah, door. Music was playing, and maybe it's just a little heavy metal instead, you know?
Oh, is that right? Number Do you have heavy one. Metal Thanksgiving?
Yeah, why not?
37% of the people agreed that the staff made excellent choices.
Overwhelming.
I told James when he go home to cook tonight, he need to put in some Jodeci. He told me, nah, that's not for him.
We're just different, Keyshawn.
Yeah, he said he's just different. He can't listen to that.
Two
I'm
Americans.
Like, man, that's, come on, man.
I didn't say that I
heavy
couldn't
metal
listen
when
to
you're
it.
Cooking. You gotta.
Yeah, why not?
You guys ever noticed that every
to it is slow?
Every successful
spicy.
Singer is basically, to me in R&B is basically like, does he sound like Stevie Wonder? If he does, check. Right? Like it sounds like that sounds enough like Stevie. Check. Listen to some Jodeci. Feel good. All right, listen. We're gonna do our parlays right now. Right? So
this is the Pick'em Challenge.
The Pick'em Challenge, rather.
Pick'em.
So that's what I said. Open your ears. All right, listen. Jay is not here right now. So, Key, it's just you and me. So if we're on opposite sides, the staff is going to have to cast a
deciding
vote. That's
fine. They're filling in for Jay.
All right, good. So where are we starting here? Titans at Eagles. The Eagles are giving them 5 points. The Eagles are at home, so they're favored by 5, Key. What do you think here?
I'm taking the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles. Yeah, whatever it is, I'm taking the Eagles. The Eagles are good, man, and they're at home. This isn't in Indy. This is not on the road. I understand the Commanders went in there and they beat them. You know, division foe, they go in there and they beat them. This is a different situation. I like the way they played last week. Jalen Hurts running the ball the way he did. The defense playing the way they did. I'm taking the Eagles.
I got to say, Key, I think the Titans will at least cover. They slow down the game because they can possess the ball. They can control the clock. And I just saw the Eagles. You're right. They're not. I know it's a cop out. Man, I look at teams and I think, is that a one loss team? Nah, man, they're gonna get popped at least once before the end of the season, maybe twice.
That popping gonna come in Dallas though.
Maybe, although. Maybe you're right. I look. I think the Titans cover, guys. You're going to have to be the tiebreaker here.
We're all in on the Eagles covering. Minus
yeah,
five.
We are.
Caw, Eagles. Caw.
Eagles minus five.
I'm shocked that Yates and Pat think the Eagles are going to cover, both from Philly.
To be talked into
Yates
it, but I agree
a,
with their.
Yates
with
is
their,
a Pats and Mac Jones fan.
I don't like A.J. McCarron. I mean, I don't like Mac Jones.
A.J. <so. laughs> McCarron.
Same thing. A.J. McCarron.
I thought
Mac
we were talking about the same Bama guys.
A.J. McJones. All right. Dolphins at Niners. Key, you've been waiting to see this. In fairness, you have not been saying the Dolphins can't do it. You've just essentially been saying you're skeptical that, you know, when a warm weather team travels to a place that's not as warm, I mean, San Francisco's not freezing, but it's not the same, you want to see them be portable, right? Well, the Niners, the odds makers agree with you. The Niners are favored by 4 points. What do you think?
I'm taking the Niners. Hey, look, and I think Miami can go in there and win, and it's not freezing cold. This is not Buffalo. This is not New England. This is not Baltimore. This is not Cleveland. It's not one of those situations in the month of December where it gets cold like that. But coming off that water up in the bay, your hands still get frozen. I'm just being honest with you. Been there, lived up there, played up there. It is not a warm environment at all.
So, Key, do you think they're going to cover the 4 points, though?
Yeah, I think they cover the four.
I see that San Francisco winning, but I think it's a close game. I think it comes down to the end. So I'm going to say Dolphins get that. You know, if you're giving, give me four with the Dolphins. I got to take the four. All right, staff, we're deadlocked again. What do you got?
We're all in on the 49ers covering the minus four.
Okay. So now we're 2-0. Key, this is a good experiment because you always say just go with you and we're going to win. We're going to find out. All right, here it comes. Chiefs are giving the Bengals 2 points. At Cincinnati, the Chiefs are favored by two. Ja'Marr Chase going to play? Does that change anything for you, Key? What do you think?
I don't see Cincinnati as a real home field advantage. I'm taking Kansas City, and I'll take the two.
Well, once again, we're on opposite sides. I think that again, the Chiefs, they've won a lot of games. Mahomes has been great. They're due to get popped. I thought it was going to be against Herbert. They got by Herbert, so now I'm
you
taking
James
Joe Burrow.
You already know what James is doing.
Well, yeah, but what are Yates and Pat going to do here?
Tiebreaker, go Chiefs! I told you what they were going to do.
Yeah, I can't go against that boy, man. Chiefs wired me a lot of money so far this year.
All right, so it's Chiefs. So, Key, this is the experiment now. You say, man, just go with me. I went against you every single time, but got overruled. So you got your pick on every single pick down the line, and we're going to see how
doing.
You do.
You're trying to blame me if it don't go right.
But also give you credit if it goes right. Oh, you can't say I don't give you your props when it goes right.
Yeah, but you setting it up, though.
Well,
you're doing New York slick, you know,
little
hustler.
A little bit. Listen, you're L.A. slick. What are you talking about? All right. Standings after week 12 in the Pick'em Challenge. Freddie and Fitzsimmons are on top. They're 20-14-2.
What?
Man, I think it's easier when it's the fewer people you have.
Yeah, we need to see what's going on with their criteria, how they get to vote. But also, they're not splitting stuff. We got to change that up.
Yeah, but see, it's easier, man, when it's fewer cooks in the kitchen. Greeny, 19-15-2, but in both cases, not three-man shows, right? But then we come in 18-16-2. We're right on his heels. We're in third place. Ahead of Chris Canty and Carlin at 16-18-2, ahead of Barton Hahn at 15-19-2, and ahead of Spain and Fitz at 14-20-2. We're in third place, Key. We have another one good week, man. We might be right there.
Yes, that's correct. And I'm still working today, by the way, Max. I just realized that. What you mean? They got me working again today, even though the show is over with here in a minute and I get to leave. But I got to go to Vegas at halftime and be on ESPN Radio from Las Vegas to the Utah USC game at halftime.
I'm about to do this, Justin, and Max Unboxing today. So I'm right there with you. Although I get
I thought I was going to be able to enjoy the game. I got to wait the drink. No, I can't go to halftime. Yeah, USC Trojans are going to win tomorrow.
Good luck tonight, Key. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.